I recall when I served as a Rav in the United States that it just so happened that the great Chag of Sukkot, the holiday of Sukkot, fell out in the same time period and time frame as the Goyish holiday of Halloween, the Havdil Elef Alfei Havdalot. And I remember walking with my children, who are Israelis, and were about to experience, Letzari Harav, the first Halloween that they would ever witness. We were walking and they saw that the various decorations that people placed outside in their front lawns for Halloween, ghosts and goblins, witches and warlocks, all kinds of decoratives that they placed aesthetics in front of their homes to commemorate the celebration and the arrival of the holiday of Halloween. And the first reaction that my children had when we would walk and see these displays of fanfare, they would look at me and they would say, "Abba, those people, they are so weird." But the truth is that, being that this is their initial reaction, when one looks at the holiday of Sukkot, certainly from the perspective of Goyim, who see the Jewish people leave their comforts of their homes, the comforts of living gloriously in splendor, and all of a sudden we walk outside and live in these thatched huts, certainly they look at us and they probably think, gee, they ain't too normal themselves. And the truth is that as a Jew, we also can look at ourselves and wonder, what exactly is the point of this holiday? What is the point of this Chag? Here, we surround ourselves with conditions that are conducive to be able to worship and to support our spirituality. We live in comfortable homes. We have a certain amount of zone of comfort, which allows us the opportunity to serve as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why would we possibly sacrifice or compromise that position by going out to these thatched huts, to these temporary residents? It's very, very strange, very difficult to comprehend. But the fact is that Chazal understood 100% the concept of Tzei Midirat Keva V'Kanesh L'Dirat Arai. Person is required to leave the permanence of his home and to enter a temporary dwelling. And there most certainly was a method to the madness, or what appears to be the madness, of the Chag of Sukkot. The Yontif of Sukkot is a statement that might appear contorted, but nonetheless has a very direct message. The fact is, when we leave our homes, we state that we are now leaving Olam Hazeh, the materialism, the trappings of a materialist world, which clearly the statement that we make is clearly a temporary residence. Nothing that we have in our lives in terms of our physical comfort is long-lasting, or everlasting for that matter. We go out to a sukkah, we sit in this, what appears to be this, for lack of a better word, temporary resident, and we look up through the thatched roofs. We look up to the sky, we look at the Shamayim, and we appreciate the Briyot of Hashem Yisborach HaViyachol, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in the wonderment of the world. And we say and recognize that's where permanence is. Permanence is the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Permanence is the sky above, Olam Haba, the world which will escort us after we leave the temporary residence of this world. And Baruch Hashem, sometimes we are privileged to be surrounded by people who completely understand that permanence is not here, is not by surrounding ourselves with physical attributes, but rather recognizing the great spiritual characteristics of what a Jew is privy to enjoying in his world. It's a famous story about the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, people would visit him in his home. So his home obviously was very modest. And all he had in his home was a bed, a table, a chair. That was it. So one of his Talmidim once said to him, Rebbe, you know, I don't understand. While we're not to indulge in physical pleasure, certainly we don't have to be ascetic, we don't have to, suffer, nobody subscribes to poverty. Why does the Rav live in such modest measures? And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, you know, my dear friend, when you go to a train station and you're waiting for a train, all there is a bench, and you sit in the bench happily waiting for the arrival of the train. He said, we too are waiting in our way station here in the physical world, waiting to ascend or transcend into the real spirituality, to envelop ourselves by the kanfei hashchinah kivyachol of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to offer us. That is where permanence is. So what more do I need when I'm waiting in the way station, in the train station, awaiting the arrival of spiritual success? We leave our homes on Sukkot. Regardless of where we are, we make a statement. Our statement is that we are surrounded by the Shekhinah of Hashem. That is what is constant. That is what is permanent in our lives. Not our physical homes, not the comfort that we may surround ourselves as a result of our financial success, but rather the stability of knowing what it means to be a subservient Jew, of what it means to be someone who is spiritually sound, someone who understands what it means to create a rapport with He who is infinite, kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo u'b'atzmo. The first day of Sukkot, it is by no chance that the first Ushpizin, the first great figure in Jewish history in the Tanakh, who we invite to join with us in our meal on Sukkot, is Avraham Avinu. And there certainly is significance with regard to what we said already, and with Avraham as well. Avraham Avinu, after Sarah Imenu passes on, he describes himself to Ephron HaChiti in a very strange and peculiar way. Says Avraham Avinu, Ger v'toshav anochi. Ger v'toshav. A ger means someone who is estranged. Someone who is, if you may, nomadic. Someone who is always moving. And on the other hand, a toshav is just the opposite. Toshav comes from the Hebrew word yishuv, someone who is permanent, someone who is steadfast, and who is constant and stable in terms of where he is. Why does Avraham Avinu describe himself in such contradicting terms? On the one hand, calling himself a ger, and on the other hand, calling himself in the same statement a toshav as well. Says Rav Shlomo Aviner as follows. Avraham Avinu was describing the philosophy of what it means to be a Jew in this world. A Jew in this world are gerim. We are strangers. We are nomads. There is no place that we can quite call home. Our persecution against all odds in Jewish history has proven that we are never to know comfort in one particular place. But at the same time, that experience of moving, of fleeting, or fleeing from one place to another is meant to remind us of who we are and what establishes our identity. It is meant to remind us of the fact that we long to be toshavim. We long to be people who can establish permanent residence in this world, but not like every other nation, not by physical means, but rather through spiritual significance, rapport with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and cementing our allegiance to the Torah and what it represents. The Olam Haba, the spiritual world, is what knows our permanence. And that is indeed what we subscribe to. Avraham Avinu understands this oh too well. Avraham Avinu understands that the physical comfort of the wealth that he experiences is ger. is temporary in this world. And although Avram experiences physical pain after the Brit Milah, he stands outside his Oel, outside his tent. The classic figure of Avram Avinu, longing to invite guests, longing to fulfill a mitzvah, to enhance spirituality in this world, that is what signifies the gestalt, the Weltanschauung of what a Jew represents. To leave our home, to leave our residence, and to prioritize as a Jew in order to enhance the mitzvot. This is why Avram is also able to do the same thing that we do on Sukkot. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetocha u'mibeit avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. It was comfortable for Avram to live where he was. Avram understood physical supplication in the residence where he found himself. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges him. Leave the permanence of what you feel might be permanent in this world, in physicality. And walk to Ha'aretz Asher Areka, to a land of spirituality, to a land that represents oh so much more than what the physical world has to offer. And therefore, the statement of Sukkot, Tzei midirat keva v'kanesh ledirat arai, we leave what appears to be the physical demonstration of what we might think or fool ourselves of being permanent, and we enter a mental mindset, making a statement that we know who we are. We know what signifies being part of the Jewish people. Yom HaKippurim, we abstain in order to enhance our yirah, our fear and our faith in Hashem. But now, by Sukkot, we have established a rapport with HaKadosh Baruch Hu based not only on yirat Hashem, on the fear of Hashem, but based and premised upon ahavat Hashem. We embellish the love that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we make a philosophical statement. We no longer need to surround ourselves with physical comfort, but we recognize the greatness that surrounds us in spirituality. The Jew is always moving. The Jew is always active. It represents Yirat Hashem. But finally, when we arrive to the holiday of Sukkot, as the great Rav Kook Zatzal said, by Sukkot we are able even to go to sleep and to be mekayim a mitzvah, to fulfill spiritual significance. We sleep in the sukkah and we still enter the spiritual realm of that significant relationship with Hashem. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, if we move and we are nomadic towards what is truly permanent in the Jewish world, the permanence of Ahavat Hashem, the ability to affiliate and align ourselves with a greater rapport and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Ruchniyot, through Kiyum v'Shmirat HaMitzvot, and through Limud Torah. We will be Zoche Emir Hashem with the rest of all of Klal Yisrael, Le'echol me'ora shel Leviathan, to partake from the Seudat HaMashiach, in which we truly will express as one the greatness of Hashem, the Exalted One, and Emir Hashem bizoche lirot betuv Yerushalayim b'mhera b'yameinu. Amen. The Torah says, with regard to the holiday of Sukkot, Lema'an yedu dorotechem, ki v'sukkot hoshavti et b'nei Yisrael. We are required on Sukkot to know why we sit in the Sukkah. The tour in the Shulchan Aruch, paskin lehalacha, that while a person sits in the Sukkah, he is required to understand why he is doing so. And I think that what should be discussed around the sukkah table while we sit in the sukkah
is if indeed we are required to understand what the point is of sitting in the sukkah, we have to ask ourselves, why do we sit in the sukkah? What exactly are we supposed to remember? Or even more so, what exactly are we supposed to know while we reside in the sukkah itself? I'm sure if we understand and discuss this particular point, we will arrive at a greater understanding of this particular mitzvah and recognize the significance of what it means to fulfill the mitzvah of Teshvu Ke'en Teduru, living in the sukkah as if it is our home. Chag Sameach.